may have subsided, but storm-caused problems didn't let up Monday.
It's been windy. There have been big waves. We have had trees down.
Their belongings in garbage bags. Neighbors flee their flooded homes at Arbor Mobile Home Park.
And if you look behind me here, there is a massive landslide. This whole hillside came cascading down.
Okay, well, it's dry for now. California is beginning to assess the damage from weeks of severe storms, along with the mudslides, sinkholes, downed trees, and fatal flooding that came with them. At least 19 people have died as a result of these storms. And the damages are estimated to top $1 billion. President Biden is planning to visit Central California later this week to view the damage. For a look into flood insurance and who qualifies for it, let's bring in Mark Friedlander. He is the Director of Corporate Communications at Insurance Information Institute, and that's a nonprofit national organization that helps people get a better understanding of insurance and how they qualify for it. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me today.
Well, how many people in California have flood insurance, private or otherwise?
The flood insurance rate in California is very low. It's only about 2%, which is about half of the national rate, which is only 4%. We look at flood insurance in California and across the country as one of the largest insurance gaps that consumers have today, lack of coverage.
Okay, why do they have a lack of coverage?
Many people don't think they need coverage because they're not in a FEMA-designated floodplain, or many homeowners think that their standard home insurance policy already protects them from floods, which is not the case. Flood insurance is always a separate policy that you need to purchase either through FEMA's National Flood Insurance Program or one of dozens of private flood insurers that now sell the product.
Okay, well, let's talk about those two separate avenues. So looking at the government insurance program under FEMA, is it less expensive than a private insurance plan?
You'd have to price it. In fact, FEMA recently implemented a new rating program called Risk Rating 2.0, which is an actuarially sound approach to rating risk. So they rate risk based on each individual property. And it's pretty much in line with the private insurers now in terms of the way they rate risk. So the cost might be fairly similar. The big difference, though, is you may be able to get a much more robust policy with a private insurer because they offer different limits. Mm-hmm. FEMA has a restriction on their limits. They have a cap of $250,000 for the structure of your home and $100,000 for possessions, such as your clothing, your electronics, your furniture. Many of the private insurers offer much higher limits.
Ah, okay. And does it cover what we saw this past couple of weeks, just endless rain? I'm wondering what these kinds of policies cover and don't cover when it comes to this new form of rain that we're seeing here, these endless atmospheric rivers.
Not only have we seen this in California, but other parts of the country have seen breakout of major rain events over the past few years, areas that typically don't see heavy rain. It doesn't take an atmospheric river. That just makes it a much worse situation than it would be just from a heavy rainstorm. The good news, though, is if you have flood insurance, you are protected from these kind of losses. You want to plan ahead and make sure you have the means in place to protect your assets. In most cases, your home is your largest asset. You want to protect that. And unfortunately, with so few California homeowners having flood insurance, it's going to be very devastating for many Californians.
Right. And so it would cover this heavy rain. What if it's some mud that's gotten into your house?
Well, mudslides, different category. You need a different type of coverage typically for mudslides. And that's typically an earth movement policy similar to earthquake coverage. But, you know, what's considered a mudslide would typically be a separate type of scenario, not necessarily a flood event.
So you basically need a different policy for every possible natural disaster. It seems like here in California, earthquakes, fire, floods, mudslides, that can get pretty pricey.
It can. Although, you know, we look at the average cost of a national flood insurance program policy in California. It's fairly reasonable. In fact, it's about 20% less than the U.S. average. So it's running about $800 or so for the average flood policy in California versus $1,000 nationally. For, you know, roughly $70 a month or less, you get very substantial coverage. We know many families do not have the disposable income to purchase all of these coverages. You have to look at, should I spend $800 on flood insurance, or could I afford to pay a $50,000 or $100,000 property loss to my home from a flood?
So a lot of California, or a lot of the urban areas in California, are not in a federally designated flood zone. These designations were made many, many years ago. Is it time to update them?
Here's our take. If it rains at your home, it could flood and you should be protected as best as possible. Don't rely on just the FEMA maps, because we've seen catastrophic flooding events in areas across the country just in the last year. Midwest states that have never had anything like what they saw in summer of 2022. So you need to think about, how do I fully financially protect my property and my family? Talk to your agent, get a few quotes, see if you could find an affordable level of coverage that will protect you much better from these hazards.
What if you rent though?
Say you're a renter, you're on the 10th floor, you don't need to worry about flood
right
coverage in California. It's not
going to
happen.
But if you
rent
a house, for example.
But if you rent a house, or if you're a first floor renter in an apartment complex, you could buy flood insurance for a rental, and it's much less than a home, just a few $100 per year, and you could have flood coverage add on to your renter's policy as well.
All right. Mark Friedlander, Director of Corporate Communications at the Insurance Information Institute. That's a nonprofit national organization that helps people get a better understanding of insurance. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me today. Really appreciate it.
Coming up, what is the difference between President Biden and former President Trump when it comes to the classified documents found at their homes? The Legal Eagle is here to explain next on Press Play.